Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. What if we told you that you, and any of you in this room could create a cross-platform mobile app and automated workflows that connect to a variety of data sources like SharePoint Online and Dynamics CRM and Dynamics AX and Twitter and Facebook and Dropbox and OneDrive for Business? You'd say one of two things. You'd say, what are you guys having, and can I have some of that? And you'd say, have you guys had one sleepless night too many in Seattle? Well, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mehran Hadeh. I'm a senior program manager on the Microsoft Flow team.
And I'm James Olenek. I'm a senior program manager on the Power Apps team.
And we're here to tell you that although we've had many sleepless nights and we have a lot of things in our system, one of them is a burning desire to ship something that you guys will love and enjoy.
That's true.
So today we're going to talk to you about Power Apps and Flow. But before we get started, just by a show of hands, how many of you have used Power Apps or Flows? Awesome. That's great to see. So quite a few of you.
Thank you.
In fact, we've had over 100,000 people try out Power Apps and Flows since we announced our public preview. And we've had people from all sorts of companies. In fact, over 42,000 different organizations across the world. And we're hoping that by the end of this presentation, we can double each of those numbers, including the number of countries. Make things possible.
That one's a little harder.
Change we can believe in.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do today is, for those of you that haven't heard too much about Power Apps or Flow, we'll start off with an introduction. We'll talk about what Flow does, what Power Apps are for. We'll also talk about how these fit in to our grand vision around the business application platform. We'll then talk about how Power Apps and Flow integrate with SharePoint Online lists. We'll also talk about some other things that you can use with Power Apps and Flow. So other connectors that you can connect to, how you can bring in your own APIs using custom APIs, and how you can connect to on-premise systems like SQL databases or your SharePoint on-prem. We'll also then talk about enterprise readiness and how you can do things like data loss prevention, how we'll handle things like ALM using environments. And finally, we'll talk about some future-facing stuff and talk about our roadmap, as well as leave some time for question and answers.
Cool. So why? Why are we doing all this? And the answer, and I think a lot of you in the room have already encountered this, is that building custom software and custom business applications is often privileged to the few. And there's a couple reasons for that. The first is because building these applications are time-consuming. It can take 3 to 12 months. IT departments that build these have long backlogs. They're even longer than some of the engineering teams that we deal with, right? And because of that long lead time, and because of how long it takes to build these, you can't iterate. You can't build them quickly. And on top of that, because these are big procedures, they're very costly, right? You can spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on some of the more complex applications. And a lot of the off-the-shelf SaaS solutions are very specialized. And you can't customize them to the needs of your business, of your customers' scenarios. And that's only for the big ones. What about all of the other ones? What about all of the other custom solutions and processes that you wish you could automate and wish you could expose through Power Apps? And on top of that, a lot of times in companies, there's competing priorities. On the left-hand side, you have the priorities of IT that want things to be secure. They want them to scale. They want them to connect to the systems and data that already live within those companies or your partner's companies. And on the other side, you have the requirements of the business. They want to be able to customize these solutions. They want to move fast. They want to iterate. They want it to look great, heaven forbid. And these used to compete against each other, right? But with Power Apps and the new application platform that we're announcing and we've been talking about in a lot of the sessions over the past week, we have a solution for this. And the application platform, when we speak about that, both Power Apps and Flow, which is what we're going to dive into today, these services, they're part of the bottom box here that sits on top of Azure. And these are services that are tailored towards allowing you to build these custom line of business workflows and applications and connect to all of the data that already lives within the Office ecosystem and Dynamics ecosystem. And we've also been talking about Microsoft AppSource, which you can go to today, which is our place for distributing these. You can go and find your content packs, the apps that you build, all of the SaaS business apps there as well. It's the place for consumers to discover these applications that you build on top of our platform, and it gives you control and a means to distribute them to the people that need them. Now, so let's dive a little bit deeper into Power Apps, and then Merlin's going to talk about Flow. So what is Power Apps? Well, I've talked about it a little bit, but Power Apps is a service for creating custom business applications across platforms. And it all starts with data. And the one thing that Power Apps does is we have over 35 connectors to data sources that live within the Office ecosystem, to social platforms like Facebook and Twitter, to ERP systems like AX, and we have connector to CRM. You can connect to that data. We've also talked a lot this week around our common data platform, which if you want to extend that data that lives in Office or Dynamics or externally, if you want to bring that data into our platform, you can. You can extend it. You can bring in your master data. And Power Apps and Flow, because it's our platform, it works great. It's integrated tightly with our experiences. And then finally, through our custom APIs infrastructure we have today, you can connect to existing services that expose your data today. What we'll walk through in one of the second demos, we'll show you how I built an Azure function, and I'm able to call that Azure function from within a Power App just because it's exposed on a REST endpoint. But it's no different than any other service that you expose today. And you can leverage existing services and data that you already leverage today within Power Apps and Flow very easily. But in addition to your data, Power Apps provides a very easy way of building these applications on top of it. We have a great designer with that what you see is what you get experience that compiles the app based on the data sources that you pull in, shows you how it looks as you're building it, and it has the look and feel of PowerPoint with the screens on the left side. It gives you the power of Excel by allowing you to describe formulas and build more complex behaviors within the application. And then finally, it's also a platform for distributing these apps. We are a cross-platform service. You can run these apps on iOS, Android, Windows, and on the web. And as we'll be talking about later, we're also going to be giving control and to the management side of things to make sure that the right people see the right apps at the right time. Okay.
Thanks, James. So Microsoft Flow is a new SaaS service that helps business users to work smarter by allowing them to create workflows that connect to their favorite apps and services. Now, with Flow, you're able to automate a variety of scenarios, from being able to get notifications. So for example, if there's a new lead in Dynamics CRM, or there's a new file added to a folder in SharePoint, you can send yourself an email, or you can send yourself a text message or a push notification. You can also use Flow to synchronize files. So for instance, if you're working in OneDrive for Business and you're working on something that you want to collaborate with others, what you can do is you can set up a flow. Every time a new file is added to a particular folder in OneDrive for Business, you can automatically move that file to a folder in SharePoint Online. You can do the same thing with other file providers like Dropbox, OneDrive, Google Drive, etc. In addition, you can also use Flow to collect data. So for example, if you want to know how your business is doing, you can collect tweets about a particular hashtag and move all those tweets into a SQL database and run analytics over it. You can also do that, for example, if you want to collect leads and you want to take those leads and copy information on a nightly basis and send out a summary email, you can use Flow to do those sort of things as well. And finally, and in some ways most importantly, you can also use Flow to streamline approvals. So for example, imagine that you're using a SharePoint Online list to track vacation requests. As a manager, you want to be sent an approval email every time your employee requests vacation. Now, in that email, you want to include things like where they're going, when they're going, and you also want to be able to set a field in SharePoint whether the vacation is approved or not. So once an employee requests vacation, sends you an email with a series of buttons, series of options, you simply just click on approve or deny. Once that vacation is approved, you can then send an email back to the person that requested that vacation, letting them know that they're ready to go. You can also then post a message in Yammer letting people know that, you know, so-and-so is going on vacation. And finally, you can also add a calendar invite for the rest of the team and, of course, update the SharePoint list. To help you get started, we have over 100 templates. I think it's close to 400 at this point. Over 400 templates for over 45 services. And the idea behind these templates is you simply log in, provide your credentials, tell us, for example, you know, what files you want to copy from Dropbox and put into OneDrive, or which file or which particular account you're looking for in CRM that you want to get notifications on. All you have to do is log in, tell us what you want to do, and you have a flow that's ready to go. In addition to templates, we also allow you to extend those templates and also build flows from scratch. Now, there's two key notions when it comes to flows. There's this idea of a trigger. It's a thing that will kickstart your workflow. And then there's this idea of an action. So it's what you want to do once your workflow has been kickstarted. Now, in this particular example here, I want to get sent an Exchange email whenever a new file is added in a particular folder in Dropbox. So I can choose a folder. Like, let's say I chose the PowerApps folder. I can then, in the send email step, choose particular tokens or parameters for that file in Dropbox. So I can say, for example, you know, a new file with this particular file name has been added to my Dropbox folder. In the body, I can include additional information, things like the file name, the file path, who last modified it, etc. Now, in addition to being able to add triggers and actions, with Flow, you can also target more advanced scenarios using things like multiple steps, having conditional logic, also having logging, and also having branching. And we'll see a lot of that in action in just a few minutes. Now, as many of you know, and as we've been talking about in blogs as well as from the SharePoint community, PowerApps and Flow, heart SharePoint. We love SharePoint. And we see PowerApps and Flow as the tools for business users for building applications in SharePoint today as well as tomorrow. It's something that, you know, both organizations are spending a lot of time and effort in. And one such example is the integration of both PowerApps and Flow into Modern Lists. Now, many of you have seen this experience. We have this in about 10% of production. We're rolling out to 50% next week and all of production within the next few weeks. So from a SharePoint online list, you can instantly kickstart a workflow. And you can also very quickly build a Power App over your list and then interact with your list from iOS, from Android, from Windows, et cetera. And we'll see both of these experiences in just a moment. James?
Awesome. So now we've made you wait 10 minutes, and now we'll get to show you some cool demos, which is probably what you've been waiting for. So who here has probably heard of Contoso before? Raise your hands.
Yeah, right. It's the world's largest and most powerful imaginary company.
And we're in every industry. All right. So let me throw yet another scenario at you. I wish they let us use another name. Contoso, we actually contracted for Microsoft, that is, for managing the booth down in the expo and building B. Hopefully some of you checked it out and checked out the Power Apps booth. Ours was back in the corner, so no one was really there. But
we felt the love, though.
I know. Darshan, we need to spend more money next year. what we need here for this event, so Contoso has a specific scenario, which is it's a huge event, right? And there's a person that manages the event, but there's a lot of booths to set up, right? We need to make sure that everything's set up, that they have all the information and items that they need. So we hired a couple people here to actually go around and inspect the booths. And we created a SharePoint list to actually log the reports that come in. And we ask them to give it a rating, see if there's any issue, add comments, and take a picture of it. And what I'm going to show you today is how we built the Power App that they used as they walked around and actually did the inspections to actually input the data to this list. So I'm going to go here. And this is in the modern view for lists. This is available to 10% of tenants today in prod, and it's rolling out as we speak to more. And what I'm going to go here is within the modern list experience, there's within the command bar an option to create an app using Power Apps for this particular list. I'll just give it a name, okay, Booth Inspector, and create. And what this is going to do is it's going to open a new tab, and it's going to launch the Power Apps Web Designer. This is actually something that we have in preview, so I'm holding my fingers to make sure it works. But what it's actually going to do is it's going to pre-build an app template based off of the schema of the list. And the app that it builds is actually a three-screen app. It's fairly straightforward. It has one screen that actually allows you to view all the items in the list, and then it has two other screens that once you select a particular item, it allows you to view the details for that item, and a separate screen to allow you to edit or add a new item. So here we are, and it's done the best job it could to actually create a default application. As you can see here, this is a gallery control. There's one row here for every item in the list. Okay? And there's also, you can see it's somewhat similar to PowerPoint in that the screens of the app are showing up on the left-hand side. You can select them, you can move between them. This is the screen that's shown when I select a particular item. And then finally, here's the edit screen. This is the form that allows you to edit all the items in a list. This is all pre-built by default. And what we're going to do here, and I'm just going to show you that what it's actually done is it's pulled in the list schema so it knows what it is. And now you can begin to customize the app based on our particular scenario. So we have images here. And so what I'm actually going to do is you can actually have some pre-built layouts for this particular gallery control I have here, which shows all the items. And I can change this gallery control. And because we don't do a great job today, we don't select the picture by default. But I can go, and this has all the fields for the list. So I can just go, and I can bind the pictures that have been taken to this particular control in the list. And you can see Darshan was actually nice enough to start to go out and take some pictures, and some other people in our team have taken some pictures and actually done and logged some booth events. And as you can see here, this is this powerful experience where I can actually see the experience updated as I'm changing it, all within the web. It's compiling the app and it's running it as I make changes to it. I can pull in additional metadata for the list. So the actual name of the booth is bound to the title column in the SharePoint list. And let's say that they also gave it a display rating. And the display rating is a choice field. So bind it to the value of that choice. And you can see here that within this experience, I've now been able to build a mobile view of all these inspections coming in. Okay, and specifically, what we're going to walk through today, in addition to showing you this customization you can do, is we're going to modify the edit screen. So I mentioned that these booth inspectors, we want them to take pictures, right? Well, how are they going to do that? Well, part of PowerOps being a mobile platform, an app platform, is it can leverage those mobile controls that you have on your devices today. And the way that we're going to do that is first we're going to look at the form control here. So this is the form control that we have. It's the first version. I can actually drag and drop the different field values. You can see here that they've been bound to controls based on the data type. So the inspection date is a date time field within the SharePoint list, so we bound it to our date control. So I'm actually just going to hide a couple of the fields here so we have some space to work with. I don't really care who inspected it. The event is Ignite, yep. So what I'm actually going to do is what we really want to show, oops, and that's why we have backups. And so what I'm actually going to do here is I'm going to add a custom card. And what I'm going to do here is I'm going to capture the images from the camera of the phone. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go over to the media controls here, and we have a camera control. And this camera control, you can just drop right into the screen here. And this is going to actually be bound to the camera of your device. And when we run this app, it's going to show the camera that's been streamed from the device. And what I want to do is I want these inspectors that once they take a picture of using the camera by tapping the control, I want to allow them to preview it. So I'm going to add an image control here. Okay. And what I'm going to do here is this image control, we'll just name it booth image. And we'll name this guy over here booth camera. These are the names that we use when we write functions to pull and tie data for these guys. And what I'm going to do is this preview image is the value of this is right now it's just set to the default. But if I say, hey, I want to actually show the picture that I'm going to take on the camera, I can bind the image field of this particular control to the photo that was being taken on the camera control. And then finally, unfortunately, we don't support uploading pictures to SharePoint list today. It's coming out very soon. So what we're actually going to do is the pictures that are going to be taken using this app, we're going to upload them to a service that I built that's running on Azure, and it uploads it to the blob storage and returns a URL for it. And so what I want to do is when someone clicks this button on the on select, I'm going to take an action. I'm going to grab that image. I'm going to upload it to my service. And the way I do that is I add a data source. So the service is just an existing REST endpoint that I built. And through custom APIs, I'm able to leverage that app within PowerApps. So I just add that as a data source within the application, and I cheat for demo purposes, and I go over here to my trusty OneNote, and I copy the formula that actually is going to call this this API and upload the photo. And I'm going to zoom in on this really quick here for you guys. So the first call that's making here is actually calling, as you can see here, the image upload API. Oop, where is my cursor? So the image upload API, it's uploading the image that captured from the camera, and then it's actually using this update context formula, which stores it as a variable for the screen so that I can bind it to the other control. It also sets a flag that says, hey, I captured this photo. And then it updates, the last row is actually updating the form to actually have that text show up there. Okay? And then finally, the final step here to actually bind this is this form that I have here. There's two possible ways that I could get to it. The first way is if I selected a new item, but I also could be editing an existing item. So in the actual, I got rid of the picture. Oh, it's at the top, So the booth picture here, the default value when someone navigates to this page, there's two possible options. Either it's set to blank, and I want to bind it to the image that I take, or it's set to the existing item in the list. So by just saying here and adding this simple if statement here, which says that, hey, if you navigated here and you've uploaded a photo, bind it to the URL that we uploaded to the Azure blob, or if you haven't, actually bind it to the default URL that came from the list. And just like that, and we're going to demo this later, and after we show the flow that we're going to trigger off of this scenario, we're going to show how you can walk around, you can take pictures, upload that, get a URL, and then save it right back to your SharePoint list. Okay? Cool.
And you mentioned that you were saving the image in an Azure blob.
That's right.
Could you use the picture library in SharePoint?
The picture library? You mean, yeah. Okay. Yes, you should be able to.
Great. So, at Contoso, we work really hard to get this contract from Microsoft. And as the floor manager, I want to be notified every time an inspection is made of one of these booths and the rating is equal to poor. So I'm going to take all these reports that I get in, I'm going to take it back to my design team, and I'm going to be like, guys, what the hell? We got to get our act together, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm on this list, and I'm going to show you how I can quickly create a scenario where I'm sending emails whenever a new item is added. So you notice here that at the top, we have a flow button. Let me just zoom in briefly. So we have a flow button here. You can click on Create a Flow, which opens up a panel on the right-hand side of your page. From here, you can target a variety of templates. So you can send a customized email, which is what we'll do. You can also kickstart an approval flow. You can also copy information from a variety of data sources, like Yammer, like Dynamics CRM, and even tweets. And you can also copy information from this list out to other data sources. So for example, if a new item is posted here, you can go into Slack and create a new message for the rest of your team, letting them know that a new item was created. Finally, if none of these actions work for you, if you want to customize your flow further, maybe you want to connect to another service, like let's say a Visual Studio Online, you can use one of our custom actions at the bottom and add in your own actions. For the sake of the demo, we'll go ahead and click on the first template. This opens up a new template in flow.microsoft.com. We are working on having an embedded story so that the experience of creating a flow will all be naturally within SharePoint. At the moment, we're opening up flow.microsoft.com. The first thing I need to do is give in my credentials. Now, because Office 365 and SharePoint are first-party services, we've already provisioned those connections for you. So all you need to do is click Continue. And this brings up a workflow where when a new item is created, it gets my profile and sends an email. So I'm going to go ahead and customize this a little bit. So I'm going to add in a condition. I'm going to move the send email step into that condition. And I'll explain why in just a second. So what I'm now going to do is when a new item is created, and if the rating is equal to poor, I'm going to send an email to myself. One thing I want to call out here is the site URL and the list that I was on are automatically populated for me so that I don't have to type any of that information in. So with our integration with SharePoint Online Lists and eventually document libraries, we know the context of where you're coming from. And you're pretty much bootstrapped to create a flow from the get-go. So in this case, let me say condition, booth rating value equals to poor. And I just want to call out here, notice how all of these columns, booth name, booth picture, booth rating value, comments, etc., all map to my columns in SharePoint. In addition, I also get further metadata, like who created the item, what is that item creator's name, his last name, his position, also who is the person that last modified this item. So in this case, if the booth rating value is equal to poor, send an email. So I'm going to go ahead and customize this a little bit. So I'm going to send it to myself. Instead of saying new item added, we'll say poor inspection received. Now, instead of sending this plain text email, I can actually send this email in HTML format. So I can include things like bold, italics, underline, and I can also include images. So the image that was clicked in Power Apps, I can take that and send that as part of the summary email. So let me get rid of what we've included with the template and add in my own customization. So in the interest of time, I've already typed in a message. So I'll just paste that in here. And notice here that I've used HTML tags like a line break, bold, italics, image, etc. So we are working on improving this experience and in the future give you the ability to directly give you an HTML control so that you can just simply click on bold, italics, underline, etc. So in this case, what I'll do is I'll replace the booth name with the token coming in from SharePoint. And I'll do the same thing for inspection comments as well. And finally, I'll also include the booth picture. So remember, the booth picture is just a URL, so I can just drop it in there. And then finally, there's an option at the bottom of this form that says is HTML. So I need to set that flag to true. So if it's false or if it's set to the default, we send it as plain text. The moment you want to send an HTML email, you just send that flag to is true. Okay. Let's give our flow a name. And let's create flow. So as soon as that happens, we send our flow into a debug mode. And so what you can do is as soon as a flow is triggered, you can actually see the inputs and outputs of the most recent run. So what James is going to do is we're going to open up that Power App we were showing you earlier. We're going to create a new item in that SharePoint online list, and we'll see what the inputs and outputs look like in flow. James?
Cool. Sure. All right, cool. Can you see me? Awesome. So what I've actually done is I've taken the app, and because we built the app from SharePoint, it's actually been embedded within SharePoint as a view. And you can see here, this is actually a preview feature that we're showing you that's going to be coming very soon. But now that it's a view within SharePoint, I was able to open the app, and the app is now running within the context of my SharePoint list. The app is running right here. Here's all the items. All the inspections that have happened across the different booths here. And now we're going to see the little bit of code that we actually did when we customized it within the Power Apps experience. If I go here and I click a new item, say we're in the demo room. Rowan, do you want to
Let
me take a picture? All right, cool. So when I click upload, it actually uploaded the image to my blob service. Got that URL and assigned it to the booth picture form. This is all stuff that we just did with a couple lines of formulas. Okay, let's give it a rating. I mean, I look pretty good, but Merwan, you know.
I was like to give it a poor rating.
I'm just saying, you know.
Can you make it a poor rating?
No, I mean, I'm in the picture, so we're not. So we're
going to. For the demo.
I'm sorry?
Wait, to show the flow trigger, I think we need the booth rating. Oh.
All right, you know, James.
James and his devious.
You know, yeah, looks phenomenal, right? And then Merwan, so. Okay, cool. So you want to switch back after I say
Actually, set the rating to poor.
hours. So that we
can oh, you want me to say? Oh, yeah. Right. I'm about to break our demo.
Yeah, thanks, James.
despite me being the picture, we're going to mark it as poor. So I'm going to save the item. Clicking the checkbox here actually saves the item to the SharePoint list. Fingers crossed. There we are. Wow, great. And it's actually been shared. It's a list. It's an item within the list. And now, Moran, you want to switch it back over and show the flow working?
Absolutely. So as soon as that item was added in that SharePoint online list, that kickstarted our workflow. So the first thing it did was it noticed that the item was added. Now if I click on it, you can see it was about boot 27. I get all the fields for that particular item, the booth name, the event name, the inspection date, the rating value, as well as the booth picture. I also get other metadata, for example, like who created that item, what is the position of that person. I also can get my profile and then send myself an email with details about that item. So if I switch over to my mailbox,
that was that another picture, great picture of just me, by the way.
Yes, that was James being selfish. So as you can see, using Flow and using Power Apps, it's very simple to get your data into SharePoint and very quickly take that data in SharePoint and move it to other systems like email, like Yammer, like Twitter, et cetera. Okay, so just to recap, in the beginning, there was the booth inspections list. And we created a booth inspector app that allowed you to add in the booth name, a rating, and picture. And as soon as a new item was added, we then had a workflow running, which checked whether the rating was poor or good or satisfactory. And if it was poor, we then sent a poor rating email out to the person that created the flow, letting him know that we received a poor rating. In terms of capabilities, what we showed you was Power Apps is embedded in SharePoint Online Lists. We also showed you how this experience is embeddable directly in the web as well. We also showed you how you can very easily customize your app and customize the forms that you use. We also showed you how easy it is to add controls like the camera control. From the Flow perspective, we showed you the integration that Flow has in SharePoint Online Lists. We showed you how easy it is to add conditional logic as well as send HTML formatted emails. And finally, we showed you how you can debug your flows by viewing the run inputs and outputs. So it seems like this is the outer bound of the clicker. So you know, this is really just the beginning. We're working very closely with the SharePoint team, and Karem and Chris, if you guys are out here, yes, no, yes, over there. So we're adding a bunch of new features in the future. We will be adding support for images, attachments, as well as multi-value fields. We are working very closely with the SharePoint team to add Flow integration for document libraries and OneDrive for Business. So in the future, you'll be able to take a particular list item, a particular file, and kickstart a workflow around it. We'll also be adding the ability to embed Power Apps in SharePoint. So that's something that James showed earlier, seeing that Power App directly on your list. And finally, we'll also use Power Apps to create customized forms. Again, outer bound.
Cool. So now we've showed you how well the Power Apps and Flow play with SharePoint, and now we have a great integration between the new modern lists that are coming out with 2016 SharePoint Online. But I just want to reiterate a couple more things, and then we're going to get into another demo where we extend upon this app that we've built, and we start connecting to some of the other services and some of the other data sources that Contoso needs to. So first off, you know, we talked about, I think we connected to SharePoint data and Office data here, but through our connector infrastructure, you can connect to so much more. You can connect to those social platforms. You can connect to all the other customer data that you might have within the Dynamics or Office ecosystem, or connect to external systems. We also talked a little bit about custom APIs because I had that image upload, but I just want to reiterate that Power Apps and Flow are extensible services. They're metadata driven. So as long as you can define your API or your REST service in a structured way, we can connect to that data. And you can leverage it within those workflows and within those apps that you build on our services. Those custom APIs are a great way to connect to the services and the APIs that you already use today and that are already exposed. And it's also a great way to leverage other products within Azure, such as Azure Functions, which you can also connect to, and you can run whatever web code that you want. And we'll actually talk about that in the next demo. And then finally, Finally, we also have support for connecting to not only online data in the cloud, but also on-premises data. If you have data within SharePoint or SQL Server on-premises, you can connect to that data through the gateways infrastructure that we have within our connectors infrastructure, and you can leverage that data, and you can connect it to all those other data sources through Power Apps and Flow. Okay, cool. So that was just to set the stage. We've kind of harped on a lot of these. But now we'll get into our second demo. And we have an emergency at Contoso on the expo floor. We've run out of swag. It's very embarrassing. This isn't actually so far-fetched of a scenario, because I know even just going to the eatery yesterday, they ran out of vegetarian meals, right? And there was a bunch of people being turned away and had to go into C to actually go get their meal. But let's go to a more contrived example of swag instead of food. And what we're actually going to do here is we're going to expand on the app and flows that we built here. And in addition to be able to do these inspections, both the event manager who uses that app or the inspectors can actually also trigger a flow and trigger a workflow to actually go and get more swag because they've run out of a particular booth. Okay? So switch me over to 7, please. Thank you. All right, cool. So now what I've done here is I've opened up the Windows Studio for Power Apps. This is an app that we have running on the store. And what I've done is I've extended that app that we started building. You can see here that the basis is the same. We have one row here for every booth inspection report that comes in. But what I've done here is I've actually added a button here that, hey, we're low on swag on a particular booth, right? And what I want to walk you through next is that this navigates to a fourth screen that I've added to the app. It allows me to actually kick off a flow to get me that swag. And the first, there's three parts to what I want to call it here, and there's three parts of the functionality that we had just talked about in the previous section here. And the first is that we're able to pull in Azure functions very easily to Power Apps and Flow. So what I've done here is the first section here pulls my current latitude and longitude. Because Power Apps is a mobile platform, and I actually can pull. We have functions to be able to pull my location directly from within the platform, and you can display that here. I've done that in the first two text boxes here. And then the second thing that I've done is I've gone to Azure, and I'm going to switch over to my browser here. And here's an Azure function that I've written, just to walk you through it. And what it does is it pulls the latitude and longitude that were passed in via just the REST call that was made. Here's the full URL here. You can tell that we originally started with a different demo idea, but we evolved it. And I passed these latitude and longitude to this API. This API actually calls the Bing Maps API. And if anyone wants to take a picture, you can copy my API key. I promise to delete it right after this. But if you get me in the next 20 minutes, you got me. It's actually calling the Bing Maps API. It's passing in the latitude and longitude, and it's actually doing some very, very hacked-together parsing because, I didn't have a lot of time yesterday when I was building this app. And that's another thing. I built this app yesterday that we're going to show here. And it's pulling back the address, and it's returning it back in the HTTP response. And all I had to do to leverage this within Power Apps is, go to my data sources. I defined a custom API, which all the custom API was is a JSON blob, a Swagger file that defined the signature of the API I was calling. And I added it as a custom API in my app here in get address on the right-hand side. Let me show you that, right? And then what I've done here, and it's actually working. There was this weird scenario where on some of the VPN, it was actually showing Redmond, Washington, because in some of the speaker rooms, it was pulling, because it was on the Wi-Fi, and this just doesn't have a SIM card, it was pulling the Wi-Fi location. So anyway, got a little taste of home while we're here. And what I've done here is I'm calling the get address function, which we defined. We built that API, passing in the latitude and longitude, and it passes me back the address, which I've bound to this field here. And you can see here, it's actually, because this is such a WYSIWYG great experience, it's actually running and pulling my current location here and displaying it for you right here. Cool. So that's the first thing. We need the address in order to actually process this order. And the second part is we need to pull, for each booth, what item were they showing at that booth? And actually, we have different groups of booths. Each of them had their own item, and each of them had someone managing it. And all that information was set up months ahead of time, and it actually lives in an on-premises SharePoint list that I have here. All right, so this is our booth swag list. Now, the one thing I'll say is that, you know, we have a couple swag managers. A couple of them are a little bit older. So Bill Gwags and Joe have been around a while, and they're really good. But we have a new upcomer, Satya Swagella. And you know, he's managing a lot more of the booths because he's kind of up and coming. He's doing a great job. So through all these booths, we have all this information on-prem lists. But we want to be able to pull that into our app because when we submit the order and we kick off the flow, we want to pull this information and join it with the inspection data that lives on the online list. And again, we're able to pull that information into Power Apps by adding a data source here. I added the Booth Swag Ignite 2016. And all I've done here is, based on the booth name, actually when I navigate and go back to the first page, what I've done here is, when I navigated to the page, I actually did a lookup. This is a way for me to actually look up based off a particular column in my SharePoint list and do a lookup against the on-premises list and pull in that additional data. And then what I've done is I've input that into the Swag Info table, and then you can see here when I've navigated here, I've bound these three fields to the Swag Manager name, the email, and then the item. Okay? And that's going to be updated as I choose each booth. It's going to pull in the item name that that I need and the Swag Manager. And then finally, the final step here is now that I have the address, now that I have this item information and who's managing it, then I want to actually kick off a flow that's going to actually process this and actually get the swag information to the booth that needs it. So the last thing I did was I dropped in a text field that is the purposes of setting the quantity of the item that was requested. And then what I've done is I've actually tied the button click here to kicking off the flow. And the great thing about flows and Power Apps is we're part of the same platform. We speak the same language, and flows is directly integrated within Power Apps. So I can leverage and I can kick off and trigger the flows that I've built that can be triggered and scheduled offline, but I can trigger them from within my app. And so what Merwan has done is he started working on a separate flow here to actually process these orders for more swag. And what I've done here is within my formula here for clicking the button, okay, I was able to trigger this order, the swag orders flow. Okay? And I was able to pass in the booth that was associated with. I was able to pass in that address I got from the address function. I was able to pass in the information we looked up from the on-premises list. And I was able to pass all that context to the flow in order to process this order. Okay? Now I'm going to hand you back to Merwan, who's going to walk you through some of the customizations he did in that flow. And then hopefully we'll show it working you end-to-end. Okay?
Thanks, James. So first and foremost, you can trigger a workflow based on an event in a Power App. So in this case, I'm binding this flow to that button to order more swag. Now when that gets called, I can get a new item from SharePoint. In this case, I'm getting a reference to the booth. And then I can add in a condition, like let's say the event name is Ignite 2016. Now the reason I care about the event name is because I have certain personnel associated to handling Ignite. I have other personnel designated to handle other conferences that are going on in the Atlanta area. So if event name is equal to Ignite 2016, I'm going to get my manager, and I'm going to send him an approval email. In this case, I'm getting an inputs from the Power App. So in this case, getting inputs is as easy as just saying ask in Power Apps. So I'm saying, hey, this particular booth is low on swag. Can you please approve an order of 5 boxes of T-shirts? And then, depending on what the manager says, I'm going to take a couple of more actions. So what I want to do is I want to send a text message to our delivery driver saying, hey, you know, get on it and bring 5 boxes of T-shirts ASAP to this particular location. I also want to add a to-do item in my Wunder list letting me know and reminding me that I need to go in and pick up those boxes. So what I'll do is I'll add in another condition. And for those of you that have played with Flow, this is actually a new feature that we just introduced a few weeks ago. So now, in addition to being able to add conditions, you can also add nested conditions, and you can also do things like looping and for each and do until. And also do things like scoping. So if you want to organize your flows better and you want to group certain steps by scope, you can do that as well. And this is something that we're continuing to invest in. So what I'll do here is if the selected option, so what the manager says, is equal to approve, I'm first going to send a text message. And to do that, I'll use a service called Twilio. So for those of you that aren't familiar with Twilio, Twilio is a SaaS-based service that allows you to send and receive text messages, and also to do that for multimedia messages, as well as for phone calls. So in this case, what I'm going to do is I have a previously created phone number. So I'll go with the 425. I'll send it to our delivery driver. And I'll send him a message saying, yo, please deliver. We have a good relationship with our delivery person, so very informal. Yo, please deliver. And we'll say, please deliver X orders of T-shirts. So we'll use this other token to this address. Great. And then we'll also add a to-do item in Wunderlist. So here, we'll go to create a task. And because I'm logged in with my Wunderlist credentials, it automatically pulls in all the lists that I have in Wunderlist. In this case, it shows me my inbox, my travel list, my work list, and also my Ignite to-dos list. So here, I'll just say receive shipment of this particular item. So what I'm doing here is, once I get that shipment, I'm sending an approval email to my manager. If the manager says yes, I'm going to add that to-do item, and I'm also going to send a text message to my driver. So we'll switch over to a flow that we have ready. And James is now going to switch over to the Power Apps. We're going to actually show you this flow live in action.
Cool. All right. So here's our app that we built and we extended. And it's running within that Windows Studio. You've seen apps that can run within the web. This one's running within our player. It speaks to the cross-platform nature of our service. It also runs on iOS and Android. But here's all the inspections that have come in. Here is the wonderful demo room one that we had here. So, we're not taking any more pictures. So you see here that the app is running. It pulls our current address. Satya actually turns out to be the swag manager for this room. And it turns out that we actually have swag for everyone here.
Do pick up some afterwards.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, we have notebooks as well as bags.
Yeah. No, but it looks like Flo actually is overachieving and also giving out notebooks, but no Power Apps notebooks. Like,
so one of us loves you more than the other. So you can guess it.
Telling you. He dropped that bomb earlier today. Okay, cool. So all we have to do is all this data is loaded based on the booth that we selected. Well, not booth, but it's a pretty big booth. And all we have to say is how many we want. How many should we want? Just how many people do you think we got here?
400?
250? 400? I don't think there's that many. All right, 400. Oh, yeah, that's true. And we're just going to request more swag. This is going to kick off that flow. And then I'm going to hand you back to Merwan, who's going to show you it working.
Yep, so as soon as that event is received, this workflow gets started. I should get a new item. So give it a few seconds.
Go to a historical one. Okay.
So let me just switch over and show you a previous run. I think that particular event wasn't received. In this case, while we were demoing and practicing, we had one particular swag order come in. And that's another thing about Flow. Not only can you see the inputs and outputs of a Flow while you're debugging it, but you can also go in and see your past execution history. So for every flow that's been executed, you can see whether it succeeded or not, how long it took, and for each step, what the inputs and outputs were. So in this case, a button was pressed in Power Apps, and this ran at 12:10. It got a particular item in SharePoint. So this was for the business application platform. It evaluated the condition, so it checked whether this was for Ignite 2016. It then got my manager, who in this case is Tony East. And it sent an approval email to Tony. And because Tony approved, it sent a text message out to our delivery driver saying, hey, please deliver 12 orders of the T-shirt to this particular address. And it also added it to my Wunderlist. So if I switch over to my Wunderlist, here I notice that I have various other shipments that I've received as to-do items. So just wanted to recap. What we showed you was in the beginning, we had a Booth Inspector app that was pushing in information about inspections with things like booth name, rating, and picture. We then connected to an on-premise SharePoint list to also get things like the swag manager and items. We used an enterprise gateway to do so. We also connected to an Azure function as a custom API to calculate our address. So we were able to get the latitude and longitude from your mobile device, pass it to a custom API, get back an address, and call a flow with it. So when we call the flow, we create a new swag order. The first thing the flow checked was whether this request was for Ignite 2016. If yes, it got my manager, and it sent him an approval email saying, hey, we want to order some more swag for this particular booth. This is the order. This is the quantity. If you approve, I'm then going to create a new to-do item in Wunderlist. I'm also going to send a text message to my driver saying, hey, you know, get your act together and deliver some boxes of T-shirts to the conference center. In terms of capability, we showed you how, using a Power App, you can customize your navigation across screens. We also showed you how you can use Azure Functions and custom APIs to connect to a variety of external sources. We also showed you how you can connect to your on-premise services like SQL databases and, in this case, SharePoint Online Lists using an enterprise gateway. We also showed you, and during our demo, how Power Apps is mobile and works both on iOS, on Android, soon Windows Phone, and also works on the web. And we also showed you how you can integrate with SharePoint Mobile. Actually, that's one part which we will be saving for in the booth. You can swing by and see how the SharePoint Mobile app integrates with Power Apps. On the Flow side, we showed you how Flow is embedded in Power Apps, how together from using events in Power Apps, like a button click, you can kickstart and trigger a flow, and you can pass in inputs and outputs. We also showed you how you can get at more advanced business logic using nested conditions. We also showed you how easy it is to access the org hierarchy using Microsoft Graph. So the idea is I was able to get my profile, get information about me, and I was also able to do the same thing for my manager. And we also showed you how you can do approvals over email. And finally, we showed you how easy it is to connect not only to SharePoint and email and what have you, but also external data sources like Wunderlist and Twilio. So, moving on from SharePoint and connectivity, we want to talk about other features that we've been working on to make sure that Power Apps and Flow are ready to be used in the enterprise. So we'll be talking about the common data platform. We'll be talking about environments and how you can do ALM using environments and have environments for various functions within your business. We'll also talk about how you can ensure that you don't have any data loss within your enterprise. We'll also talk about how you can sell Power Apps and Flows within the enterprise using AppSource. And finally, we'll also talk about how you can do sharing and collaboration with Flow. One thing to note, given that we've had such a widespread use of Power Apps and Flow, and we mentioned earlier in over 137 countries, we will be localizing both products in over 42 languages. So first up, the Common Data Platform. Now, we know a lot of you have data in Dynamics AX and Dynamics CRM. Well, the Common Data Platform is another way to bring in your existing data with built-in entities that you can extend and customize. Now, these entities and the Common Data Platform in general is designed to work with services like Power BI, Power Apps, and Flow. And you can connect to both your on-premise data. You can also, using an SDK, connect your existing applications, be it in Power Apps or outside, and push your data into the Common Data Platform. Another concept we wanted to introduce is the idea of environments. So think of environments as a grouping of your apps, your flows, and your common data model databases. You can classify your environments and create environments either by region. So for example, you could have one for Contoso US, Contoso Canada, and Contoso Australia. You can also do it for ALM, so have one for prod, dev, and test. Users within your enterprise will access these resources using one of these environments. So for example, I could have access to the Contoso US environment, while James could have access to the Contoso Canada and Contoso Australia environment. When I'm accessing one of these environments, I see all the flows and Power Apps and databases that have been available, that have been made available to me per environment. We'll also give you the ability to set up data loss prevention policies. So as a IT administrator, I can set up rules for my Power Apps and flows. So I can ensure, for example, that data doesn't flow out of Dynamics CRM into Twitter, or files that are stored, saved in SharePoint aren't automatically saved in Dropbox. So out of the box, we'll give you three groups: business data only, non-critical mixed data, and no business data allowed. And as an administrator, you can move connectors or services in and out of these groups. By default, any flow or Power App that uses services from the business data only and the no business data allowed groups will be blocked. And in the future, we plan to extend this functionality by adding more actions like info tips, block a particular app or flow pending a business justification, having audit logs around what people are doing, and also giving you the ability to rename and customize these groups. And we'd love to get your feedback on this approach. If you go to aka.ms/flowdlp, we'd love to get your feedback around both flows and Power Apps and how we're trying to solve this problem of ensuring that there's no data loss within your enterprise. That's aka.ms/flow_dlp. Now, the other thing that we will be doing as we're gearing ourselves more towards the enterprise is we will be having integration with AppSource. So the idea behind AppSource is twofold. One, you can think of it as an organizational gallery where you can create and distribute your apps within your company. It's also a place where, as an administrator or as someone in that enterprise, I can go in, look at apps that other ISVs and solutions that other ISVs are selling, and purchase them for my enterprise that then users within my enterprise can use. So both Power Apps and Flow will have an integration with AppSource. So you can create an app or you can create a flow that's specific to your organization and make sure that people within your enterprise can access it. Now for Flow, we'll also have the ability to co-author your flow. So that's a piece of feedback we've heard from many people. Flow is great for the individual, but we want to make sure that Flow is also great for people within the enterprise. So not only can you author a flow, but you can also add editors so that other people, for example, let's say a group of administrators, or let's say everyone on the finance team, can go in and edit a flow that impacts everyone. In addition, we'll also have the ability to create flows right from a mobile phone. And many of you have tried out our mobile app, and if you haven't, please do so. It gives you the ability, for example, to send push notifications. In the future, we'll also give you things like device location awareness. So for example, you know, I can send a push notification if I leave home or if I've just arrived at the warehouse or if I'm going out for a drink after a conference. So I'm going to hand it over to James to talk a little bit about where we're headed and some other things that we're considering for our roadmap.
Right behind you. Thanks, Marlon. Okay, first. So when can you try this out? Well, the great thing is that both Power Apps and Flow are currently in preview. You all can go, and as we covered earlier, many of you already have, you can go and try this out for yourselves. The Modern List integration that you saw is coming out in, to the majority of people very soon within the coming months, but is already available if you're a first release user for SharePoint List today, or for, I think, 10% of all the other prod tenants it's available to you right now. And then finally, we have announced the general availability this week for both Power Apps and Flow that's going to be coming this quarter, so before the end of this year. You all can have your hands on actual GA service for both Power Apps and Flow, and you can try it out if you don't want to try it out in preview. Okay. Along with general availability in Q4, is coming a lot of the features that we've talked about today. We're going to be available in 7 regions across the languages Merlin was talking about. We're going to have those enterprise readiness features that we talked about. We're going to have AppSource for distributing those apps and finding new solutions for your company or for your customers. We're going to have those administrative capabilities around managing your environments, the deployments of your apps and flows, managing the policies, who can access what, and what data can leave those environments and who can it be used by. We're also going to be adding additional collaboration support for Flow and Power Apps. We are also adding support for running Power Apps on Windows Phone, in addition to all the other platforms we support today. And we're also adding additional support on the CDM side around creating those dynamic forms on top of those CDM entities. And we didn't dive very deep into that today, but Arif has a session yesterday that you can look into with more detail if you want to learn about CDM and all the details with that. And that's only what's coming this year. Next year, we're going to be expanding on this, and we're going to continue building the platform capabilities for both Power Apps and Flow. We're going to be pulling in Power BI, which was another key part of that application platform, where you can leverage Power BI within Power Apps. We're going to be expanding the ALM capabilities for Power Apps and Flow, allowing you to have package management to move Power Apps and Flow across environments, along with all the other connections and metadata that are required to run them. We're also going to be expanding on all the CDM capabilities. We're going to be adding the ability to define business processes that run off your entities. We're going to be able to pull in data very seamlessly from the Office platform into CDM. We're also adding additional extensibility control within Power Apps with our Pro Dev control, where you can actually come and define your own control within Power Apps. And you can use the predefined ones that are a part of the experience, but you could come and bring your own and customize your own controls for it. And we're also expanding on the embedded capabilities, the in-context SharePoint online experience we show you in web in very early preview earlier on. That's going to be available to you. We're also going to be supporting Power Apps to be embedded in various other experiences across Dynamics and Office. And also, we'll be expanding on the 7 regions to also support several of the sovereign clouds that a lot of you and your customers are deployed across today. And with general availability comes the launch of our packaging for Power Apps and Flow. And I have a slide on Power Apps and a slide on Flow. And the first great news is that if you have existing subscriptions for Office 365 or Dynamics, that Power Apps and Flow will be included for free as a part of those plans. And you'll be able to leverage Power Apps and Flow and build within the data sources of Office and Dynamics that you have today. But we also have add-ons and standalone plans, both a Plan 1 and a Plan 2. And Plan 1 is tailored towards those business users who are running these apps. They can also create them, but it's mostly for to expand on some of the capabilities within Power Apps and Flow. And we'll have details on this when we actually announce our general availability. But they also have the ability to run apps against our common data model. And those apps that are built on top of the common data model are built by your creators, your citizen developers, your IT admins, and they require the Power Apps Plan 2, which we'll also have a 90-day free trial for. You can test out and try out Power Apps and Flow once we launch our services, or now in preview. And the full Plan 2 gives you the ability to create any flow. It gives you the ability to leverage the common data platform. It allows you to model and extend your data that exists in Office and Dynamics in the common data platform, and build apps and flows on top of it. And also, it gives you the administrative capabilities to manage those deployment environments and set those policies and permissions for the distribution of your apps and the collaboration over your apps and flows. And the other thing I want to call out is there is also the quotas that give you more flow runs and more storage within our data platform based off of the plan that you have. Okay? From a flow perspective, we have more animations here. Flow in
we always go the extra mile, guys.
I should have put animations on the previous slide. Darn it. Well, the key difference with Flow and Power Apps is Flow will have a free SKU that anyone can sign up for free with their personal email or their work email, and they can get and they can try out Flow for themselves. Now they'll have a slightly lower number of flow months, but they can try out the service. They can leverage the standard services. They will not get on-premises connectivity, but they will be able to leverage the basic set of connectors that are available on our platform.
That's per user.
Per user. Why is this not working?
You're on the outer edge.
All right. All right, and then similar to Power Apps, Flow also, in addition to the free tier, also, and all the cameras go up, also has the capability of being seated within those Office 365 and Dynamics 365 plans, and it comes with access to those similar services based on where your data is and what your subscription is. They also have a Flow standalone and add-ons to that, where Flow Plan 1 and Plan 2, that are similarly tailored towards the same set of users we saw in Power Apps, where with Flow Plan 2, this is tailored towards the admin, the IT persona, where they're actually going in and setting up the environment, setting the policies, deploying the apps and flows that are distributed to the consumers. And if those apps leverage CDM, or those flows leverage CDM, you need to purchase Flow Plan 1 in order to leverage them. Okay? Cool. All right. So finally, before we get to some questions, and it looks like we actually did pretty good with time. There are a couple more sessions today and tomorrow. There's also plenty of sessions that have already happened so far. Karem and Chris have a session later on this afternoon that dives in, gives another point of view on building Power Apps and Flow from a SharePoint perspective. So that's the first row. And then Stephen is giving an overview of Microsoft Flow in greater detail at the same time. So depending on what you want to see or if you have time, you can attend either one of those sessions. And also Darshan is giving an overview as well on Power Apps. If you want to dive a little deeper into Power Apps than what we've given you the overview today, tomorrow morning. Okay. So we just had questions, right? So if there are any questions, just bring it back here. I just ask if you could just go up to the microphone, and we'll happy to answer them. Otherwise, thank you. Thank you.